While the impacts of the January 6th Capitol riot are still being measured, the day seems to have had an impact on the Connecticut Republican Party. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Yashinsky reports, thousands of voters have left the GOP in the state since January 6th.
Bono Siddhartha recently changed his party affiliation. He was a registered Republican, and over the last few months, he'd been considering a switch to the Democratic Party. The Capitol riot accelerated that.
Like, it was definitely something that, like I said, I thought of for a while, but it made me really think about it that day.
And he wasn't alone. Exactly 5,004 Connecticut voters filed to switch their affiliation since the day of the Capitol riot, from Republican to something else. According to data from the Secretary of the State's office, Republicans have left the party since that day at a rate 5 times higher than the average monthly rate over the past 4 years. About 20% of the voters who recently switched from Republican then registered as Democrats. Two-thirds of them are now unaffiliated, which follows recent trends. Most Connecticut Republicans who leave the party remain unaffiliated. But switching party affiliations is not the only motivation. Another voter contacted for this story, who didn't want to be publicly identified, said they felt the Republican Party no longer supports former President Donald Trump, and that's why they left. Political science professor Jonathan Wharton said he saw this trend starting before the January 6th riot, and he's not sure where or how it will end.
So I guess the bigger question will be, will the party eventually find a pathway of bringing them back in? Or maybe they never, or maybe they won't.
Wharton teaches at Southern Connecticut State University, and he's the former chair of the New Haven Republican Party. And he says political watchers shouldn't underestimate the move away from the two major parties. While the Democratic Party in Connecticut is almost double the size of the Republican Party, unaffiliated voters are the largest group of all.
They're signing up at a higher rate as an unaffiliated voter than they are for either party.
But political memory is short, and Wharton says there are still about 2 years until most of these voters will cast a ballot again. Ali Yashinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.